This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, the theme song's playing, and as I told everyone before the theme song even started, I have a funny joke to begin the episode. Hayes is making me aware of the beat.
So you can...
So yeah, I can kind of like, yep, and I'm getting into the pocket and I'm feeling the groove. So, you know, everybody's talking about this solar eclipse coming up. You know, everyone's talking about we're flying down to Austin to see it. You know, all these people, the solar eclipse, it's in the news. Nobody told me that it was going to affect LA like this. We've got a bit of a lunar eclipse. We couldn't get the full moona. But we got Katie, we got Naomi. Joe's a little under the weather. We don't have the full moona, but we just saw a lunar eclipse a little bit here. So it's celestial events happening all over.
It's true.
But we do have Katie and Naomi. We're so happy. It's Hollywood Handbook today.
When did you start in this family? Remind me. I remember seeing the poster go up outside. Mm-hmm. But like, when did you start with
in the HeadGum?
Has there been two podcasts?
There's only one.
Did we rebrand?
We took away the cover of it. Used to be our
a full moona.
Yeah, it was Josette's ass crack. I don't know if I can say that on live television. We forewent that.
You can't.
So you had to start a whole new podcast after that.
We were being censored on a mass scale, right. And we were being demonetized. So we did rebrand the cover. Which brought us to HeadGum and changed everything.
That's crazy, man. Amir actually sat us down when we first had a meeting here, and he said, "Only my ass crack will be featured." And he said, "Don't even try it." Mm-hmm. So, like, very punk rock that you even went for it.
Yeah,
but not surprised to hear that the mighty fist of Amir
and did
came
I get
to
an
squeeze the
when?
Life out of it.
Did I ever get my answer on that?
That's a good point.
When did that
it.
Happen?
And it's due to the fact that I don't
of,
really know.
Yeah, do you guys know? Like,
do we keep score?
A year ago,
yeah, that's actually how you win.
The body does.
Yeah.
the body do.
Yeah.
A year, I think, right?
I'm looking at our
producer. You could tell us any number of things.
With HeadGum longer than that. Longer than a year.
Okay.
I would say almost two.
Longer than a year. Well, I mean, we're basically
had
longer
take
than a year,
pause. Too.
We
kind of pause. You guys were on tour. You were busy with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Anya sitting in today, this episode.
To keep track of time.
Didn't notice what logo was on the calendar.
And people are saying,
it's
oh my Cabbage gosh.
Party.
Oh my
you guys
my
thinking
gosh.
Of renaming the podcast?
Kevin's
it
Party?
It isn't becoming increasingly Kevin's Party.
Yeah. Let's face it.
And I will
the brand is
cry
dead.
If I want to.
Yeah, we have no identity in the cultural landscape, and Kevin's Party is evocative.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like it is getting me powerful. Going. Like I think I want to be invited.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and so
it's Aaron's party.
Come get
revisited.
It.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Yeah,
but Kevin's still with us, so he can party.
For now, we're not renaming the podcast. We are relighting the podcast. Mm-hmm, people are probably mm-hmm. noticing that
noticing.
It's looking a little better. It's always so interesting when we do have another piece of talent from HeadGum come on the show and we see how they are treated. in comparison yes. to us, that they do get glamour. yes, that they do get
only so much to go around here, I guess.
Yes. And that's not to say that we've had many other HeadGum hosts. That hasn't been the sort of cross promotional thing, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has happened. Does it happen for you? Are you offered the opportunity to work with?
This is our first. This is our first.
This is the first one for you.
We're offer only, and this has been our first offer.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And thank you.
Took the first offer.
We did, actually. All people have to do is offer, and maybe we'll only take it.
Yeah. Well, as we said, we're fans of the pod and
of Kevin's party.
I didn't understand that.
Well, we thought it'd be a good opportunity, you know, for us to. We so rarely get to talk about kind of our careers in Hollywood.
What I was initially told, actually, was that Anya was not going to have you do the podcast. Is this correct?
Actually, I think that's true. Like, because when we mentioned that we liked this podcast, you were surprised that we knew it.
Yeah.
I think so this is someone who's, you know, I would say it is part of your job to, like,
yeah,
kind of put a positive spin on the show.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. And then,
like, another part of my job is to, like, protect my talent.
Yeah. Right.
That's like another part.
But I'm your talent.
In a way you are, but in a smaller way.
You are. Because this is Kevin's party.
Yeah.
That's true.
Kevin's job is to protect you and my job is to protect Muna.
Okay. Yeah. So
and
I
then
heard
my
that
job is
Kevin,
to also protect Kevin.
Kevin made an inquiry about getting Muna on the show and Anya was like, absolutely not. I'm not even going to present it as an option for them. I will not subject them to you. Yes.
Yes. We asked Kevin. You think Kevin just reaches out on his own?
No. That's, you have a very different idea of a producer than Kevin does, at least. No, we do have to activate him. And so we had sent him on this mission. And then Anya dropped the fucking gate on him.
Damn.
And said, let's keep this. And then I guess you, thankfully... actually said something that you liked. Anya tried to yuck your yums, but you said, this is delicious to me.
We said yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could never have imagined that you guys would have found this yummy. And I'm thrilled.
We can
the synergy.
Yum.
We can hang. We can hang. We're good.
Can't necessarily say it, but
yeah,
they could do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hanging isn't about describing hanging.
No, it's about the act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could just feel it when you're in it.
But this is an important part. You get on this show, you're guests of ours, and then Mike Mitchell will tell you after he records with someone else that they have to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No,
and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the next.
But it
step.
Feels
Daisy chain.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yes. When you
he
first
really
see
does mean it
in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what happens in between that and what would need to happen for any of us to be booked on the show, but at the moment that he says it, it's so genuine, and it is a big warm hug.
Mm-hmm. Who is this that you guys are talking about?
So
I love that.
Yes.
Oh, this my is God. Beautiful. That's so...
Inject that into my
so
veins.
Beautiful and special.
There's a show called Doughboys that has, you know, basically pays for the couches, pays for your special lights.
Yes.
They are the ones keeping...
Oh,
the entire HeadGum Ponzi scheme going.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
They're at the top of the pyramid.
We used to be signed to RCA, and that was like Coldplay. So Doughboys is
Coldplay. Doughboys is Coldplay.
Okay.
Which, by the way, some nice tunes.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with Coldplay.
People talk about our show, they go, it's not for everybody. Coldplay is for everybody.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's great.
Lots in common.
Everybody eats cheeseburgers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your favorite tune?
My favorite tune?
Or cheeseburger,
of
I guess.
Of Coldplay? Let me think. Because there's a lot of good ones.
You can't think too much.
Because I have to go searching.
Viva La Vida is my mom's favorite song.
That's awesome.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which makes me looking so forward to when I discover my favorite song 30 years from now.
Yeah,
which makes
exciting.
Me looking so forward
to hear
fix you
home.
And
Thank you. Yes.
Your bones.
What does that mean?
It's gonna ignite your bones.
Ignite your bones.
Do you think it's sexual?
That's like what's happening with these lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
these lights are igniting
lights
my bones.
I understand it. I guess this is what the star treatment is
and
like.
I will
and that's
try
what Chris
to,
was trying
try
to fix
us. And that is what the lights
fix
also
you is
do.
About ring light. Yeah.
That's gonna be. Yeah.
That's so true.
That's gonna be my new favorite. What is the one they did with chain smokers?
Yes, that's right. We like that one.
Is it like, I want something just like this.
Yes. I'm having a good time.
And that's the chain smokers.
Yes.
I'm having a good time.
Do you think any light that's in front of you is a ring light?
Like a stoplight? You mean kind of like any light that you encounter?
I've been thinking about what you think.
No, we just want to be able to connect. Like, it's going to help us for the rest of the show. So
I think any light that is for, like, beautification.
Okay, so you think, okay. So what you think is, you get this light in front of you, next thing you get, that ring.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Are you... Oh,
that's what you think I'm after?
Do you mean a ring?
That ring.
As in an actual, like a Super Bowl ring?
We all want that
or
ring.
Or the light
Hell
predates
yeah.
the shape
I actually kind of assumed you were saying
ring.
Like that ring I mean, as sorry. In put a ring on it.
That but that's what they're talking about when they say put a ring
when
on
they
it.
They say put a ring on it. They say get out there, perform, and win the Super Bowl.
That's what they mean.
Yeah. If you like it, you should have gone and won the Super Bowl so that you could put a ring on it.
Damn.
Then you might deserve me. You'd be a champion. I mean, that's what the song is about. And I try to live by it. I'm happy to finally have the ring light on me.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be a Super Bowl winning podcast. Right?
I think you stand a good chance.
Headgum this Fest.
Headgum Fest. Yeah. It's happening tomorrow. We have to get ready. Right? It's like... I was shocked, you know, when it kind of got announced to me. I think Kevin just texted me earlier today to be like, Headgum Fest is tomorrow. Fair to say we're co-headliners.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
I mean, I don't want to get into a whole peeing contest.
We can co-headline.
I'm not
going to
say ass crack on the show
no.
with some people.
Yeah.
Well, that's we're what... opening for you guys, obviously.
But it's billed on the poster as
the yes. same size.
Well, this is what I want to talk about, the font size. Yeah. And I do want to ask, what is the maximum font size you've gotten at a festival?
I don't know the actual point
like the
size.
Jeez.
Whatever it is, I'd but like I... to go up one point for both of us.
Let's try. I think we've probably been around... I don't know, maybe a 40.
Ew.
And then there's, and then it probably goes up to 200.
That's really good. Yeah, so if it goes up to 200, let's try to do, well, more than 40. maybe like,
what, like
201. Just because, like, it's our damn festival, although we weren't that involved in the planning. And I have questions about the planning, because as I understand it, there's two venues that is taking place at simultaneous stages. Mm-hmm. One is the Hollywood Bowl, and the other one is the Headgum parking lot. And I don't know which one we'll be at, but I know that one of the spaces we can't use because it belongs to another company.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So there's two simultaneous stages, and we could switch off or we can do whatever.
I just think in terms of like us playing music.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
This is another thing I wanted to say. I thought it would make sense for you to play music. I thought the rest of the people would be doing podcasts, but I guess we all have to play music.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That like the whole thing is music.
But it's podcast. It's not so what I misunderstood, I thought it was podcast /music, but it's podcast music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So it's like the best clips from the podcast with like you could put like the Chainsmokers or Coldplay instrumentals like underneath.
If I can use instrumentals, that helps me because I was told I have to write 14 songs about Headgum podcasts.
So that's what they mean by podcast.
In less than 24 hours, I'm supposed to have 14 original songs. I certainly don't want the Chainsmokers to kick my ass. So I don't know that I'm going to use their backing track without their help. I wouldn't mind having some Muna.
Do you guys have a backline? Like, do you have the equipment for?
I don't even know what a backline is.
Like, do you have amps and like sound system?
You might not even need you need mics. You might not need an amp, but you'd need mics. Depends on if you were going a stripped down.
It sounds like you're going really stripped down.
We can go either way depending on the setup. If Josette's feeling better, we probably need at least one.
Like,
because it'll be feedbacky or it's too loud.
It's too loud.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm like.
It was too loud.
The amp.
And so then
too
you
loud.
Could be like, "That's okay.
We don't need that.
That's okay. We don't need this. That's okay." Right.
I think that's kind of how we would say it. Yeah. We would test it out first,
thank
and then
you so much.
And then people could continue to. I kind of do actually do that. At
they
concerts.
Still kind of do it, yeah. But they're not. They're just kind of.
I feel
it's not like, to be rude. I do, just like a health thing.
I do this at concerts, and that. But I make sure that I'm also moving my head so that they know I don't hate it.
I'm like bopping. Mm-hmm.
Don't you bring it? Like
sometimes I don't, but sometimes it is too loud. But you have to go.
It's still too loud.
That's
like that.
Really loud. When I leave, I'm just like, why did I do that? And why were they being so loud?
Yeah.
Every time I get home,
I'm just like,
it shouldn't have been that loud. And I probably shouldn't have been there.
If you cover your ears in kind of a cool way where it's like you're grabbing the side of your head, mm-hmm. and then people can just think that it's not, you don't think it's too loud. You just need your hands to move your
head. Yeah,
I want to move my head more than just my neck is going to
you're
do.
Doing like oblique.
Yeah.
Or maybe your
I'm
neck
bringing in reinforcements.
Stuff. Your neck can't do that.
Assisted
anymore.
Headbanging.
Yes.
Like medically assisted.
Yeah. You're like, oh, damn.
Headbanging.
Mm-hmm. And I've got big mittens on.
Yeah.
That have like some sort of sound deadening material to them.
Finger dexterity or mittens with no finger dexterity? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Gloves. I got it. Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Gloves.
Or finger mitt dexterity or baseball.
Or mittens.
Mitt.
Baseball mitt.
Baseball mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Did they shorten it to mitt? Or are they also mittens?
Baseball, yeah. Just recently they did change the terminology of the baseball equipment to mitt.
Okay.
I think it was another font size issue. I think just like for the...
Couldn't fit it?
Yeah, it couldn't fit it on
and
the
cards
and
they didn't
want to
get political.
Yeah, yeah.
Now enough
especially
time
this
has
year,
passed.
An election year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two baseball mitts. On either side of your head, but then it's,
throwing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
throwing is the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwing is going to be the
but
issue.
But the nice thing about like
catching,
it's not a problem.
It will not be the issue.
I'll catch my ass off. Yeah, but it's to no avail. Like,
what
it's
real, now?
It's so hard to turn a double play with a baseball bat on each hand. Yeah, it's a challenge, but at the same time, like, what is worth doing that's not?
Mm. True.
Mm. Right?
Especially if you want to win.
And that's what we're about. And so I do want to win the festival. I do want to have it be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I do want a little bit of help just in terms of structuring some of the songs that we have to write. I don't know if you have yours already, but
where do each of us kind of sit at the acapella table too is what I'm
wondering. Range
okay,
wise
yeah that's
range I mean yeah range or like you know what's your
just aesthetically like what's gonna,
is it
like,
instrumental yeah. vocals
yeah
is okay. it trad singing
sure
mm-hmm.
or is it and by instrumental vocals I mean
you mean
for Such Great Heights, you'd be going boop beep boop boop beep boop boop beep beep
yeah,
beep boop
beep yeah,
boop beep boop
yeah,
boop
yeah.
boop
mm-hmm. I love
and
that.
And then of course getting back behind the old kit, the old beatbox mm-hmm. kit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Kevin told me he has one of those weird like throat sleeves that you see a cappella people wear sometimes.
Yeah. Throat sleeves.
I've actually never seen that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, Kevin has one. And I guess it can help you make like different percussion noises with your throat.
So where do you think Katie, your where do your talents lie?
What's like your strength
for that?
It's not a job
for me
interview,
doing acapella.
Yeah.
Are
you on one of the ends?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, acapella wise?
Oh, sure.
Where in the horseshoe are you going to stand?
Yeah, I think I probably just in terms of my once going back to range. Yeah, I'm on the lower end.
I mean, are you standing on one of the ends? So we're standing in a horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Chevron. Standing on one of the ends?
Back.
Kevin, do you have a pen and paper so Hayes can draw this?
You could be
feels
between.
Like
it's like six people, and it's like this?
Right.
Or wait,
I guess
no,
it will
one
be six, huh? Because the Doughboys will probably have to be there.
Oh, you're right.
So okay.
Triple co-headline.
I guess they're in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, so they're in the middle.
So then I would assume it would be almost this structure, but we got...
Stepping forward. I can't stop this feeling. That's it.
Yeah. Do we have to license that in advance to perform
no,
it?
You not don't if it's acapella.
That. Cool.
Yeah, but it's got to be Headgum, so it's like, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. What else can Adam Conover explain to me?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
just like, and then Adam comes in and he's like, well, actually, you know, and starts yes. like, or well, factually, I guess he does.
Well,
say.
Factually.
And but then, like, yeah.
Instrumental continues while he's talking about I podcast mean, stuff.
Well, yes. it's yeah, it's like a instrumental acapella, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is an acapella
Hayes
festival?
Kind of made that call, and I'm kind of digging
well, no,
it.
No. I just think, like, it's not the entire thing, it. Obviously, but, like, we need 14 songs. A couple of them, I think, are, like, acapella covers of popular
podcast.
Songs
but just
that,
right.
are,
in,
that are podcast
yeah,
Headgum
talent,
yeah.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
like, just, like, some of the concepts that have drawn the people to the festival that we're having.
Yeah.
Now, are
and
we...
I'm just noticing no one who plays instruments brought their instruments, so...
Yeah, well, that's perfect. you were going to ask something?
Say what you're going to say, and I'll see if it makes
no,
sense.
No, you said, are
question.
We? You said, are we?
So my, the logistical question that I have is us, Adam Conover and the Doughboys, standing in a horseshoe shape, that opens
Adam's like a reveal. Adam like rises
he
up
rises,
on a platform
okay.
from in front yeah. of the stage.
So it's kind of like...
yeah.
It feels like it's kind of like Headgum the musical, like a cappella, because it sounds like we're doing like a medley of different.
Well, it also
iconic
kind of like
songs.
I'm trying
I
not to be
in parody.
I'm trying not to be like upset
okay.
with you guys, but it
good luck.
Like we came here, like we have a set, you know, like prepared.
Right,
like,
okay.
and it kind of
yeah.
so like
well,
we're
trying
we
to,
agreed
we're
to be
drawing
co-headliners,
you into our
yeah, and
set.
It kind of seems like you guys are expecting us to also perform with you.
Okay, so that's why you pretend not to know what a horseshoe was.
Yeah, that was just pure rage blinding you in a
right.
way that you could no longer imagine.
Like,
shapes.
I just feel like I need to like call yeah. A spade in terms of what's actually happening
so,
in terms of the work that we've done preparing
mm-hmm.
for the festival.
Okay,
so what are some of your songs, podcast parody songs?
Yeah, I guess if yours are
if
already
you're so
done,
prepared, I guess you have a whole 14 song set list. Love to hear 14 song parodies about
I'd like to hear 9 of them to make sure we have no overlap.
We can go back and forth.
Because there's
yeah,
not
absolutely.
A huge well to draw
we
from,
can,
so yeah. You want to go, oh, you want to go
just
shot
titles?
For shot?
The two
yeah.
of you are
going to
toggle the titles.
Yeah, we can toggle.
Yeah, okay, well, first of all, I mentioned it at the beginning when I came in here today, but the
first of all, I mentioned at the beginning when I came in yeah. here today.
That's the first song.
Yeah.
First of all, I mentioned it when I came
that
in
is
here.
What, that
that's
is
like
the,
an
that
audio
is the kind
only.
Of thing people say on
that,
podcasts.
That's walk
well, the
on
first
vocal.
Song, yeah.
That's walk on music.
The first
we'll
song is
on.
Called
yeah.
Off Mic Conversation. And it's just people referencing things that happened before
like the
recording
intro.
Took place.
So
which is a big
you...
part of the show.
And yeah. the second, yeah, after that,
and it
that's
could also
walk
be
on.
About like a sort of an off mic conversation, yeah. like a Mike Mitchell conversation on Doughboys, where people post on Reddit afterwards that they hope he's okay.
It's guys are obsessed with Doughboys.
He didn't say anything. It's kind of off.
It's been a while, yeah.
I think, yeah, we'll open with Walk On Music that includes, like, mental health speculations.
Yes.
Mental health speculations is really good. Yeah, yeah.
Mental health speculations could also be its own song.
Diagnosing the specific personality disorders of podcast hosts on Reddit as a listener is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And it should have its own song.
What's going on? What's going on?
They seemed blank on this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they hate doing the podcast?
Right.
They don't want to do it anymore or something like that.
Yeah. But Naomi's singing that, obviously.
But it's about the Doughboys. It's us speculating about what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Can we do a song, maybe, since it's really about HeadGum, where we just, like, go through the HeadGum website and start deleting some of these shows?
maybe it's like
a We Didn't Start the Fire.
Maybe it's time to say goodbye to the Meg Stalter show, you know, and no longer call it a current show.
Well, that's also, like, you guys could have a song about
Where's Meg?
Where's Meg, or why won't she come back on our podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It's all speculations about where people are, whether or not they're safe.
Can we pull it up, Kevin? Can we just pull it up on the screen here?
A look at what we're pushing around town.
Podcasts. Okay, we have featured podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not feeling very featured.
Now it's alphabetical.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So
that's good.
So this should be called Dateline 2022. And it's about when the last episode of many of these shows was recorded.
Wow. I'm seeing 2022 frequently mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enemies with Liza Traeger. Fake the Nation's been recording. Okay. Oh, yeah.
2024.
There's you guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these aren't all right, but it's like,
Liza Traeger.
Goes on porn, get played. Can more guys touch grass? Riddle. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, that's cool, actually.
Yeah.
And now we're up with Ben.
But these are all current. Hobby Hunter. That's Hollywood gone. Handbook. Hobby Hunter. History of Heat.
History of Heat, both 2022.
Mm hmm.
Inside Voices.
Yeah. We didn't keep recording.
Yes.
No, we got successful, so we
we stopped podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. And so we got successful. It made schedule stressful. We didn't keep recording. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. No, we've got careers now, so you cannot hear. Yeah. I feel like
they've moved to inaudible content only. Oh.
That's good.
You get successful enough to no longer be heard at all.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, and I don't quite have it, but that's why we do this. Maybe just a song that speculates on what the newcomers could explore next. Do you know about the newcomers?
No.
You don't know any of the shows.
No.
This feels so fucking good.
Anya,
why did you try to keep this feeling away from me?
Why do you guys know everything about HeadGum?
Because we are pathetic losers. We are.
Don't say that about my friends.
Yeah, come on.
Do you mean HeadGum or them?
I was responding to him saying, because we're pathetic losers, and I said, don't say that. I employed an old...
That's all we have
piece of
right
sage,
now. All we have is just petty
wordplay.
Jealousy. That's the only thing that drives. That's the only thing that gets me to the studio. It is the fuel that the show runs on. And just this single episode, just you not knowing either of the two shows that are objectively far more popular,
so
at minimum twice as popular on their worst day.
Beautiful.
is going to keep Hollywood Handbook alive.
It is interesting because it's like, it's not like I do that with other things. I just, you guys need to have another venture.
Yeah.
Well, it's like there are musicians that I compare myself to.
Who?
And I'm like, why?
Don't.
Yeah. All of them. Coldplay.
I'll tell you off mic. Coldplay, obviously.
The ones that are doing the Super Bowl and stuff.
Yeah.
The ones that are winning.
But I think, yeah.
But it's not going to be musicians at the Super Bowl anymore.
Because it's going to be
comedy. You didn't read the JDF column? Jesse David Fox wrote a column. And in a normal scenario, we would have you in here to talk about doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Because
well, if it was going to be music, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Right.
But this year it is going to be stand-up comedy, Jesse David Fox.
No, that's cool. Cracked it. He's just like, well, they play big arenas and stuff, so like, what's the difference, right?
He's saying, let's get Matt Rife.
Yeah, it's not really his type of...
Imagine him
not
doing crowd work.
First favoritist type of comedian.
Got it, got it.
Not number one, but let's,
First favoritist.
Yeah, no, it's not. But that's interesting. I mean, that is someone with a big following. I think probably for the first year, we've been exploring some comedians who might be able to do it. But if JDF actually got to just wave his magic comedy wand, mm-hmm. which is his pen, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's true. Probably Burbigs.
Got you.
At the Burbig game. Right? Halftime.
They were renaming
it. He comes
it.
Out, starts talking about, like, his couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone is ready for the next half of the game when
he's done.
Forget
it. If they even decide to do it. If the players don't just go, like, I got to hear the rest
about.
Of this.
Yeah.
I got a feeling it's all going to connect back to the beginning.
Would they still, I feel like I would miss the, I don't know, like the just the huge production of it all. Like I'm thinking about Usher's drum line.
But
like,
what you don't understand is that like
this is Broadway Biggs we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
The guy's used to. He's done some big productions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he would
the
have
pool.
That.
Yeah.
The pool.
They would fly
right?
the pool in.
They're flying the pool.
The
in.
Stained glass from Thank God for Jokes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Is casting like these different colored lights on him, and then it's like. Also, this is somebody who has invited us inside his creative process in a way where it's like, I don't know, and I don't know how you work, but I can tell you how you should work.
Okay.
Journaling is like clay that can later be used to mold art. And so he could go up there and if inspiration strikes him, he can have a giant digital journal.
Whoa.
Where he I starts sort of that. Writing about the experience of doing the Super Bowl mm-hmm. while he's
while
doing
he's
the
doing
Super
it.
Bowl.
Wow.
And then later you see the special about that and you go, I remember that.
So he
that.
Need not even speak. He's so big, he doesn't even have to speak, but he's going to do the
Super Burbig.
Yeah, Burbig. Mm-hmm. The Burbig Bowl.
The Burbig
Bowl.
Game.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait a second. What did you say?
The Burbig Bowl?
The Burbig Bowl.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years.
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that
peak.
Is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward? What happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com promo code the boys. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often. When we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start. But if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hollywood Hamburg.
So, I mean, we're kind of getting Super away Bowl. From HeadGum Fest, which yes. is tomorrow.
I think we're planning something even
And the Super
bigger.
Bowl, we it's have tomorrow. A little more time to schedule.
It's confusing yeah. to me that HeadGum Fest is tomorrow, but it comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I ask why that. They're like, because well, that's like a podcast. Like a podcast, like they yeah. do it, and then it comes out.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Tuesday.
So the festival yeah, is yeah, yeah.
They're
happen,
batch
and then
recording HeadGum Fest. Yeah.
But it's like, but what do you mean? For a fest, what do you mean the festival comes out?
Well, and they're
on
doing it out
day,
of order?
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It's like, seems like for a festival, you would just have it be happening.
Well, because it's like a podcast, is what they say.
But
like,
it's yeah, not. Yeah. It's all music.
But
I think they're going to start doing that with other festivals. Too. Too,
where like, people are saying this is
well,
actually
speak on
be
that
first.
because what does that mean that they're going to do it with other festivals?
It means like they're not going to be having the festival just one time, but they're going to be
doing it
which
in batches?
Festival?
Coachella.
They're
well,
not
that's
gonna
one
be
of
doing,
the big ones.
They're not going to be doing it just one time.
They're going to do it every mm-hmm. year.
Some they're of the festivals it, are going to start to recur. The big music festivals?
They're going to happen okay. over and over and over again.
Sure, maybe.
Yeah.
They
that,
were all,
I'll file that under Believe It When I See
and
It.
And it'll be like a different lineup.
They were all slated to happen year. This year, but rumor has it that it they are going to happen again.
Yeah, it's like different bands every time.
And but how
you
is
seem
that like
sweet
how,
kids.
How is that like this?
I don't know how it's connected to this. And I'm wondering if, and God bless you for doing the show, and thank you so much for being here, if the third Muno would be really tying it together.
Yeah.
And able to really sink their teeth into some of these ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's almost, feeling difficult.
It's almost like the third Muno, that the three of you are supposed to be reading from a script.
Yes.
And the third Muna has lines that you're leaving space for.
Uh-huh.
We are, yeah.
And you all are sticking completely to the script.
Yeah, refusing to adjust even though your cue is missing.
We thought that she was going to record those after.
In post.
Or that she was going to zoom in and do her lines and we could wait.
Oh,
there would
okay.
be a little
so
lag,
we've
got to
schedule like an ADR session.
Yeah, she's going to do
for this
ADR
episode.
Session. She can do voices, so she could be other people too.
So she's the one that does voices. We were told that we were going to have
yeah,
some voices.
She does,
there'd be like funny
mm-hmm,
voices
really
to make
she
it feel.
She does funny voices.
Is she doing that for okay. HeadGum Fest too? I just want to say, you all seem pretty sure that she's going to be better by tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's making me wonder a little bit about the nature of this
yeah,
condition.
The absence that was crucial today.
We're all completely prepared is what I was hearing this earlier. And mm-hmm. one of your members is supposedly sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
death's door, I was told.
That can also be one of the people we speculate about. In
yes.
the song.
Yes.
Oh,
that
in the song.
Would be good.
Speculating
that's
about
very prepared.
Joe's health.
Yes. Okay.
I think
yes.
actually would be aligned with.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
yeah I could
time,
fuck with that.
And last time
good
Joe
title.
Was on the podcast, she sneezed.
Maybe that led to her saying she was swollen shut
mm-hmm.
today. Her words.
The live sense of danger, but you know, also we have her parts recorded, so
we're off book with our stuff. But yeah. she wasn't off book, so she couldn't come today.
Off book is not a HeadGum show, so let's.
Wow, they don't even know off book. That's awesome,
brother.
Except for the we did it
hey,
once.
Ace,
pow,
come on, dude. We're the most famous podcast there is.
Pretty much.
Because yeah. their friend liked it one time. That's what they said.
That's what we need to do. What we really need to do, because apparently this friend has a lot of influence.
He is.
He's got to make more friends.
Who are some of the friend who
powerful
the friend who liked our podcast?
The friend who made you listen.
Who are some of their other friends?
Gio.
Yeah.
Zach.
Zach.
Okay.
Ivan.
Can we get Ivan?
Christina,
one of their good friends, yeah.
He was on a HeadGum podcast, a different one.
Ivan?
No, Brian was on Keeping Records.
Oh.
So he's kind of like a friend of the network.
When did that last record?
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're not Keeping Records.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Keeping Records, not anymore.
Do you guys have
a new
who is hosting it?
Wait. We just got an important question. Do we have merch?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. A little sad that you had to ask as well. The hat that Hayes is wearing.
Yeah.
Is the single most successful piece of merch we have ever or will ever be involved in.
No, sorry.
Don't say that.
Single most successful piece of
hat.
Piece of creation.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an all original IP.
Yes.
Yes. We own it entirely. We share it with Kevin's wife. But it's
other than that, you own it entirely.
Yes. It's the hat pack.
Every
20 years, a new pack will emerge in Tinseltown. The rat.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Take it.
No, I was going to ask if this had to do with the blank pack, brat pack.
The frat
pack. That would have been great. That would have been great if you had asked that.
In this,
that would have been really nice.
I'm screaming thinking about you asking that. I haven't stopped screaming. In this splintered, fractured, culturally bankrupt society, no new pack has emerged to fill the vacuum in these 2020s. So I guess we gotta do it our damn selves. Hat pack. Muna wearing hat pack hats on stage during all their shows at HeadGum Fest.
All of our shows at HeadGum Fest?
Yes.
We're doing multiple
I've been
shows?
Told that festivals are gonna start to recur.
This
is the latest news.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that
Got me there.
We can get possibly a multi-year contract to have these hat pack hats on. Kevin, you got a dozen of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
hat
right.
pack.
They're in my car. I'll go get some.
A mm-hmm. hat pack.
This is.
Bus.
I just want to. Let's.
Anya, now's
go
your
ahead
time.
And,
he's
go ahead
leave.
And go.
What,
go ahead and go.
What just recorded?
Hmm. No. He's gonna leave. Now's the time.
He actually has hat pack hats.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Do we want?
But I just want to just inquire about this a little bit because we always ask for the hats. During the show, I almost feel like Kevin has some reason that he wants to go to the car for a minute.
yeah.
In every episode, instead of just bringing that's the only explanation for not bringing the hat.
Wait, you guys, it
always comes
guests?
Up. We always give not all of them, not all of them.
The ones that inquire.
Sorry, do you guys want to share your merch with them as well?
Should
we do a merch? We
I'm
have some
happy
here.
If they want some of our merch, they can absolutely
you guys
have
some of our merch.
Like holding up each other's jerseys after.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying good game.
We have
we
some
won.
Here.
The
no
cat's
producers.
Away.
No oh my
producers.
God, the show is falling apart.
Oh fuck.
We could do anything. They can't.
What
they
would
can't
we
censor
do?
Censor us anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, the cool thing
Anya
about...
Anya and Kevin both leave WYD.
TFW. Your producers leave.
It's nice, right? Take a guess how much it would cost if you had to buy it. You don't have to buy it.
For
it's
production?
Free for you. Take a guess how much it would cost.
No. Do not ask that.
Say
do
30.
Not ask what it costs to produce.
No. Only ask for
only
the
ask what it costs
about,
to purchase.
Like,
ask what it probably
merch.
Costs for a fan to buy it. Say 30 or more. Say 30 or higher. Higher than
this is
yeah
this
no
has
I
to,
was gonna say that
it's yeah. pretty
30
sturdy
30,
so.
Wait,
30? Were you responding to Joe you just said
yeah Joe
I was gonna say that because no one said anything.
I think
I can't put this on right now because my hair is up
Joe
yeah. I was wondering if you were going to be able to negotiate that.
I'm not gonna do that but mm-hmm.
With cute. Joe or with you You don't. Okay, I understand. I think this is at least this is
Thank
30.
You.
This
you
is 30
put
at
this
least.
On now, I right. think probably
this contains wow. a huge message on it.
Go ahead and
this might make some change.
Become gay.
Yeah,
my wife is gonna love this.
Do you guys both have wives?
Yeah.
My question
What's
is
that like
it's a drag.
Am I telling
not
other
her pe- fault? But.
Am I telling other people this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's I'm.
Facing it's out. A directive.
It's facing out.
Unless you want to wear it inside out.
Yeah. Inside out and back and backwards.
Right.
It would be backwards, I guess. Already.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah. Heavy.
It's very thick material.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
physically.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good blanks.
The
yeah,
hats,
physically. Oh yeah. And the message around. Is also heavy.
Yeah.
Now that these lights are in, it is actually safer to wear a hat. And it's safer to wear a 30 or 35 and over, not age, cost-wise, hat. $30 cool. and up? 35?
36? As you're wearing it longer, it's feeling like it's going up, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah the more you handbook, wear it, actually, like, the more it valuable it becomes.
Hollywood Handbook anywhere? No, it doesn't.
A lot of hats
and that's
lose
part of what
huge...
people are really liking about it.
I actually agree. I think when you're doing something
that's
so impactful, you don't need to.
If
you
this
don't
says
need your
Muna
logo
on,
everything.
It.
It says Gayotic
yeah, it does on the back. And it says yeah. Muna
it
on
does.
It too.
But I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I was talked into that.
I think that makes okay. sense to be real. With
okay.
I
was you were talked into it.
I was called
and
in.
She forgot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not really involved
and Joe's
in
not
a
here,
lot of
so.
Stuff.
It sounds like y'all got bullied.
Yeah.
It does. Because. Kevin couldn't make us put our podcast name on our hat. First of all, we wouldn't have sold any.
Is that okay?
Come on, you're wearing a hat with our podcast name on it?
Come on.
Think about it for 1 second. But the hat pack, hey, what the fuck is that? Oh, nobody knows. Okay, well, let's
it's
wear
not,
it.
Because it's not anything until the hat.
But I was noticing the price was going up as you were guessing. I was saying a lot of hats lose a tremendous amount of their value the second you drive them off the lot. But the hat mm-hmm. pack hat actually does become increasingly valuable and expensive.
Yeah, it looks cooler actually.
Hayes looks incredible because he wears it so much. He treats it like shit.
Yeah,
and
it's
the fucking
interest.
Thing. I don't know what's mm-hmm. coming out of his head, but it's changed
a little
colors.
Salt on the rim.
Oh
Mr.
yeah,
Mr. Margarita
yeah.
over here.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, Mr. Margarita. That could mm-hmm. be one of your songs. I think
Mr.
has a real ring to it.
Salt on the rim, comma Mr.
Margarita. Mr.
Margarita.
Well, that'd be about
actually
that'd be
really
about Marty
cool.
though, right?
Yes, Marty Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the founders of HeadGum? Like our boss, basically, here is named Marty.
I just can't tell what you're making up and what is real.
Unfortunately, Marty's very real.
Okay.
Fucking, yeah, and it is unfortunate.
You guys have a really, like, you have a full... Internal. You have a lot of internal.
All I do is
does the name Jake Hurwitz mean anything to you?
I know Jake and Amir. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all we do is we get into a system, we analyze power structures, and then we
it,
fail
like,
to exploit
it. Kind of
that
feels
knowledge.
Like you guys like work at HeadGum for HeadGum.
I gotta
you
tell
to
you,
make
so
HeadGum
do you.
HeadGum work for you.
I don't know. I guess you're right, but that's not how I think about it. Oh, man. Okay.
Doing the show for charity, I guess.
As the only person here who actually does work at HeadGum, it's crazy the way you said that. It feels like you work at HeadGum derogatory.
Yeah.
No.
We live within a sort of...
I guess
of...
that would be... sort of depressing.
Oh, no.
These are the people you were trying to protect from us being mean.
Katie meant that maybe there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think you meant that there might be a misunderstanding. That you maybe don't have to...
Do you think you meant that there might be a misunderstanding?
Do you think you meant there might be a misunderstanding?
This is where Joe would be so
helpful.
Instrumental, yes.
No, I...
I think she might have think there might be a misunderstanding.
I don't know.
She might have...
Tell me you might think there might be a misunderstanding. Without telling me you might think there might be a misunderstanding.
What we need to do, honestly, is like, Headgum Fest is going to be a fucking disaster. But all anybody remembers is how you close, right? And we need to come up with what our big encore song is, or like our big like set finisher,
right,
to send people home going like, you know what? Like, assuming they're still there, but that they go home going like, you know what? That actually kind of fucking slapped. And so I think like if we can just crack that, if we can just get one decent thing out of this, because this has been not good. Right? Like, I think we can all acknowledge that.
Yeah. We failed to make progress, and there might have been a misunderstanding.
Well, we moved backwards.
My bad.
We moved backwards from coming in with like a handful of ideas and concepts, and now we're just like just scrambling to seize onto anything at all. But
and so this is all of us. Like everyone's going to be coming out. Probably should be a cappella, just because like everyone's like dragging their instruments out there. It'd be crazy. People actually get really hurt.
It'd be too
you
loud.
Two don't bring your instruments much either.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
They're so too loud.
Okay, that's fair.
That's actually, yeah.
I'm sitting here.
I fuck with that, yeah.
Okay. So no one volunteered to. Well, what's the instruments that you play?
Guitar.
Keyboards, guitar. Mm.
Do you think if you play the instrument, that means you can do a better like a vocal version of it than someone that doesn't play it?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't have a better sense of the sounds? Oh, neither of you.
No. I think
so. You need to switch then in terms of what you do the vocal.
Do you feel like because
instrumentation of?
Because you're hearing each other play that you could do one another's instruments?
Do a guitar.
Doing, 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 doing.
Wow, so you have sort of a unique playing style.
I thought like, I was supposed to be mimicking Katie's. Mm-hmm,
wow.
Yeah.
No, you are. That that's what Hayes is saying. Yeah. Is that doing, doing. It's sort of banjo coded.
Yeah.
Doing, doing, doing.
Doing, doing, doing. Okay. Doing, doing. And can I hear some keyboard or?
They're trying to give me a hint.
It is, it's a plonking.
Oh. Wow, that combined with a doing, 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 doing.
Okay, doing both at the same time. Yep. Okay, can we get the Headgum website back up?
Dwing, dwing. I'm going to split the time up. Dwing, dwing, dwing,
dwing. Punch up the jam. Robot Congress. Sitcom D&D. Senior superlatives.
Dwing, dwing.
The dumbbells?
Dwing, dwing.
The gotcha?
Dwing, dwing.
The easy chair?
Dwing, dwing.
The Kelsey Ayer TV show on radio?
Dwing, 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 dwing.
You guys, I'm following you. You guys know that band that goes like sports,
Viagra Boys.
Yeah, you kind of sound like the Viagra Boys.
That's what they go sports.
They have a song that goes
Can we
sports.
Pull up the tune?
It goes. That's
baseball.
The course.
Basketball.
Can we get them? Well, let's give them
like,
a Headgum
honestly,
podcast.
You guys
have
should
them
start,
do it.
No,
yeah.
Like you guys could do it.
Everybody else fucking got.
Yeah, that's the one.
Podcast.
Sports. Well, they said something great.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball.
Here you go.
Baseball.
Seems like it's not.
We're not
well,
gonna be able to
hear it. You can't
hear
it because.
Oh, you can hear it. Don't laugh at me.
If you want.
Well. Ooh. Nobody laugh at any of this. I guess is the message here.
This bye, whole experience bye. Has been like so bad for my nervous system.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.